although just on the edge of stressful heat for corn and soybeans shouldn't cause too many concerns. The crop, if it is into reproduction across that region for corn and soybeans, just starting to enter that stage of development. And we have pretty ample soil moisture across the northern corn belt. So we're not expecting this to be a long-lived heat wave, just a couple of days above 95 degrees. And I think the corn and beans will make it through okay. Ironically, the southern corn belt is staying favorably cooler, comparatively speaking, with temperatures mostly in the upper 80s to lower 90s. So again, they're not seeing any real concerns for corn or soybeans, with the heat staying focused further north and largely outside of the corn belt as you go to the Canadian border and a little bit beyond.